From NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. Space Shuttle Discovery is streaking across middle America at this hour, heading for touchdown at Florida's Kennedy Space Center minutes from now. After waving off the first landing try because of rain and low clouds, NASA says the skies are clear enough for this second landing try. Judith Smeltzer with member station WMFE is at the Kennedy Space Center, where she says there is some relief.
NASA prefers to land at Kennedy Space Center because if they land in California, they then have to ferry the shuttle back to Florida on the back of a jet plane. It's very costly, and it's a time-consuming trip as well for NASA.
The astronauts are wrapping up a 15-day mission to resupply the International Space Station. Because of the delays in getting Discovery home, NASA was able to bring the shuttle along a path that crosses Montana, Wyoming, Nebraska, Colorado, Kansas, Oklahoma, and the Southeast. And that's giving residents there a view before the shuttle fleet is retired later this year. London's airports remain closed today, but about half the normal flights in Europe are getting off the ground today. Eurocontrol says about 14,000 flights should be taking to the skies before day's end, as worries about volcanic ash from Iceland lessen, at least for today. Flights out of Paris and Germany are among those on schedule, helping many travelers who've been stranded for days. On Capitol Hill, Senate lawmakers will be taking up the financial regulatory bill before week's end. NPR's Audie Cornish says lawmakers will be wading through some amendments before a final vote.
The Senate is now expected to take up the bill as soon as Thursday. Majority Leader Harry Reid blamed Republicans for advocating delay.
Here's the difference. We want to change the rules. Republicans want to change the subject.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell had blasted the legislation for provisions he says would lead to endless financial industry bailouts. Now the Kentucky Republican says such flaws are not insurmountable.
Now both parties agree on this point, no bailouts. In my view, that's a pretty good start. So let's come together and direct our energies toward making sure we achieve that goal and leave aside all the name-calling and second-guessing.
So amendment proposals are likely to pop up aimed at taxing the financial industry after a company fails instead of creating a standing fund. Audie Cornish, NPR News, the Capitol.
Toyota is recalling thousands of 2010 Lexus SUVs. This comes a week after Consumer Reports issued a warning of don't buy for the vehicle. Toyota says the recall affects about 9,400 of the GX460s. That's to fix a potential problem with the vehicle's stability control system and rollover potential. Toyota says dealers will be updating the SUV's software to improve stability control. Word of the recall came on the same day that the Japanese automaker agreed to a record fine of more than $16 million for waiting to tell federal safety officials about problems with gas pedals. This is NPR News from Washington. Wall Street will be poring over a string of corporate earnings reports due out today. Among them, Apple, Yahoo, Coca-Cola, Delta Airlines, and Goldman Sachs. It was Goldman Sachs which triggered last Friday's sharp sell-off after it was hit with civil fraud charges. Stocks rebounded yesterday, with the Dow Jones Industrials gaining 73 points. Civil rights leader Dorothy Height, who spent her life fighting for the rights of African Americans and women, has died at the age of 98. That word today from Howard University Hospital in Washington, D.C. NPR's Allison Keyes looks back on her life.
Height's focus on equality and fairness began back in the 1930s, and she spent more than 40 years working with the National Council of Negro Women. She helped shape the direction of the civil rights movement. Democratic Congressman John Lewis, a veteran of that movement, admired Height.
Dorothy Height had the rare ability to sort of soothe the conflict, the division, the schism, and bring people together.
After President Obama was elected, Height told NPR the fight for equal rights continues.
There's still a lot of unfinished business.
In 2004, Height received the Congressional Gold Medal. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
In Afghanistan, they're looking for gunmen who shot and killed a vice mayor of the southern city of Kandahar. A government spokesman says the local official was shot to death while he and others were praying at a local mosque. Kandahar is where Afghan troops, backed by U.S. forces, are preparing for an assault on Taliban fighters in that region near the border. I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News, in Washington.